tonight from 6:30.
BBC Radio Manchester.
Now, a new project is set to tell the story of Manchester's northern quarter, starting back when the streets were first laid out 240 years ago. But rather than a normal historical fact-based approach, this tale will be told by people who live, work and, more importantly, drink there. Matt White is there this morning. Matt, morning!
Good morning, and what a beautiful morning it is. I may be bang in the middle of Manchester city centre, but the birds are singing and the sun is shining. It's a glorious morning to be in the Northern Quarter. I'm standing on Oak Street, sandwiched in between the Wheatsheaf Hotel and the Manchester Craft and Design Centre. And we're talking about the history of the Northern Quarter, but more importantly, the complete history of drinking in the Northern Quarter. Here to tell me more is Mark Babbage, who's from the project. Mark, the complete history of drinking.
Yeah, it's a transmedia project, which means that the project goes over a number of platforms, largely currently at the moment on our website, northernquarterstories.org, but later in the year we'll be developing a site-specific performance project, which will be largely in response to the material that we're currently gathering around the area.
So how are you gathering this material? Are you literally going into pubs and asking for stories?
Yeah, we're literally going into pubs, collaring people and interviewing them. Yeah, we've had a fantastic response from the pubs and bar owners and local businesses in the area, and without whom we really couldn't do this project. And the passion that's already come from the people that we've met is incredible, and the stories that you hear in the pubs is everything that this project is about. So it's not a dry piece of history, but a really active and engaging way, and people can actively get involved with it and help us create what will be a permanent online repository of stories, photographs, films, images, anything that you want, really. And all that stuff will eventually find its way into a performance project, which will take place in and around the bars, clubs, alleyways of the Northern Quarter.
It's been around for 240 years, the Northern Quarter, but it's only been in the last couple of decades it's become famous, I think, for its drinking dens and people coming for a night out.
It's only in the last 20 years, really, that it was constituted as the Northern Quarter. In fact, I think for administrative purposes, it doesn't exist as far as Manchester City Council are concerned. But, drinking and thinking in this area has happened as a post-industrial revolution, really. So, although the last 20 years it's got trendier and trendier, and people have a fantastic night out here, actually, people have been drinking here and debating here and thinking here since the Industrial Revolution, really. And the area is absolutely steeped in history. Marx and Engels discussed the conditions of the Manchester's working class here. And since the old Smithfield Market was pulled down, the area's had to sort of redefine itself and is constantly creative in the way it reacts to itself and the influx of people that are coming here. So the material is absolutely brilliantly ripe for a project like this.
You love it here yourself as well, don't you? You love the Northern Quarter.
I do. I think it's got a really special vibe to it. I think it draws creative people to it. It draws people who are imaginative. But it also, there are people here that have been thinking and drinking and chatting with each other who are a lot older than me. I mean, the other day we met this fantastic group of fellas in their 70s who joined the project and were talking to us, giving us their stories.
What were their stories?
It was about a karaoke evening that the over 70s go on, and it was like a karaoke pub crawl. And one of the quotes that they gave us was, you know, it keeps people alive, it keeps them alive, it keeps them happy, it keeps them socially interactive with one another, and just makes them feel good about life. So, you know, although the drink is involved in that, it's not the sole purpose of it. It's the social interaction that goes on in pubs, and that's what we're interested in.
So you're looking for more stories. You'll see in various, I've got one in front of me here, actually, beer mats that they've put together, advertising 20 years of the Northern Quarter drinking and thinking, which is a great phrase, which gives all the different places you can contact them, the website, the Facebook, the Twitter, so you can share your stories. But Mark, you've got a website now, people can contact, because you're looking for stories to do with anything connected with the Northern Quarter.
Anything connected with the Northern Quarter. It doesn't have to be just about drinking. It's about a social map of the area. So the project's part social history, but partly to gather ideas for the performance project. So If you have a story that you want to tell, then please you can visit us at www.northernquarterstories.org. We're on Facebook at Northern Quarter Stories, or you can see us in Twitter, which is NQ Stories.
Lovely. Mark, thank you very much indeed. There you go, Heather. Heather, too early for a pint, do you think, on here?
It would be for me, unless I could be guaranteed a lie down at around about 11 o'clock. It would take about 10 minutes for it to make me really sleepy at this time of day. There's no way I could drink in the day. Matt, thank you so much.